Homily 10, the Baptism of the Lord. The heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Now, one of the joys of my priesthood has been baptizing. When I baptized one of the grandchildren of a man I had taught at Holy Cross, one of the cousins cried out, "Finn's going tubby." I invited all the children present to stir the water as I blessed it, the grandmother warning me that it was a mistake. But it wasn't. They had fun. I had fun. My fondest memory, though, is of a 3-year-old whose parents wanted him baptized by total immersion. When I asked him if he feared going underwater, he said that he loved water, and holding his breath underwater was fun. So when his parents took off his clothing and put him in a tub in the sanctuary, I asked if he were ready. When I dunked him and baptized him in the name of the Father, as he surfaced, he threw up his hands and yelled, "Hooray!" The same happened when I baptized him in the name of the Son, "Hooray!" And in the name of the Holy Spirit, "Hooray!" So 3 hoorays. Jesus' baptism is rich in symbolism. It recalls that at the very dawn of creation, God's Spirit breathed on the waters, making them the wellspring of all holiness. The waters of the great flood were also made a sign of the waters of baptism that made an end of sin and a new beginning of holiness. Through the waters of the Red Sea, God led Israel out of slavery to be an image of God's holy people, set free from sin by baptism. In the waters of the Jordan, Jesus was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. Jesus willed that water and blood should flow from his side as he hung upon the cross. After his resurrection, he told his disciples to go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now notice, in the name, which is singular, one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This morning's gospel reminds us that Jesus is the new Moses who crossed the Jordan. Just as Moses had struck the rock and water to give his people, Jesus is the rock from which flows living water. One of the Gospels underscores John the Baptist's confusion at Jesus' request for his baptism of purification. If anything, John needed to be baptized by Jesus himself. And what happened to John's agenda of fire and brimstone? Jesus humbly identifies himself with God's people by taking their place, living their life, ultimately dying their death. By being baptized, Jesus underscores in yet another powerful way that he has also entered into the human mess, another aspect of Christianity's great mystery. God's very word becoming flesh, dwelling among us. I love the Trinitarian aspect of Jesus' baptism. God the Father calls Jesus his beloved Son, confirms his mission as Messiah, who ushers in God's kingdom. Anointed by the Holy Spirit, he will pour out his Spirit definitively on the cross and at Pentecost. Notice, in the New Testament, God is defined in a new way as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God who raised Jesus from the dead. No Allah for me. The Word is God's beloved Son, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. As we recall our own baptism, let us ask if our spirituality is Trinitarian. Do we pray to the Father as Father, to the Son as Son, to the Holy Spirit as Holy Spirit. In some parts of the world, people celebrate not their birthdays, but their baptismal day, the day on which they became Christians. Do you even know the date of your baptism? When some of the great saints sinned, they would immediately recall their baptism and wash their souls in the water of baptism. The whole Christian gospel could be summed up this way, that when the living God looks at us who are baptized in Christ's life, death, and resurrection, he says to us what he said to Jesus on that day. He sees us not as we are in ourselves, but as we are in Christ Jesus. God looks at us and says, "You are my dear, dear child. I am delighted with you." The heavens were opened. The voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."